We're joined on the phone now by Mike Stewart of the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
It's kind of a challenging morning. Is it snowing there?
It is snowing here. We've got just a dusting down here, so it's been amazing 24 hours for us.
Yeah, I bet, because there was a thunderstorm last night, I believe.
There's a thunderstorm, and we had some thunderstorms all across the area, and then it turns to snow. You know, typical April day in northern Minnesota.
I guess, and there's been some very high winds here as well.
Oh, it's been amazing. We've had reports of 40 to 60 mile-an-hour winds. I know that along Highway 1, especially up around Ely and that area, they've got lots of trees down across there, and then further to the west there from Ely to Grand Rapids, they're advising no travel because of a lot of trees down. We had a lot of tree damage up across there, and even on Highway 61, there were some downed trees along there. So the thunderstorm, the winds and the high winds off the lake and inland caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, so that was winds, or was there also heavy snow issue, or is it mostly wind?
For down near the lake, it's mostly wind. Looks like most of these, especially from Tofte on up to Grand Portage, around a dusting to maybe around an inch or two. Now, as you get further down, I know Silver Bay, we had a report of 5 inches of snow up away from the lake. And I know up along the Gunflint, we've had reports of a couple, 2 to 3 inches. We haven't had all our reports come in yet. So I think the main problem here is, at least in that part, was wind. But if you go further west over into the Iron Range, Ely, or that is probably caused a combination of wind and heavy snow, because we've had reports of 5 to 10 inches of snow up across that area. And it was wet, wet snow.
Wow. Well, the good news is we need the water.
Yes, and that's the one good thing about this. We were talking about that this morning at the briefing, that a lot of areas picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain, especially up there in the Arrowhead. We're looking at a good 1 to 2 inches, which is really nice since we're in a severe drought there. So we're very happy about that.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Mike Stewart. He's from the National Weather Service in Duluth. And Mike, what can we expect for the rest of the week and looking out into the future?
Well, actually, it's going to be cool. We're going to have a break tomorrow. We're looking at sunny skies, high around 44. We got some rain coming in Tuesday night and Wednesday. It should stay all as rain. It may be a little bit of mixed snow in, but nothing like what we were looking at last night. And then it looks like it calms down to highs in the low to mid 40s, lows in the low to mid 30s. And right now, we're not forecasting any precipitation through Sunday. We may get a little something maybe Friday night or Saturday, but the weather's going to calm down but be on the cool side.
Okay, and what is the rest of April and May look like? Is it forecast to be a fairly typical or warmer than normal?
Well, right now it looks like it's going to be, the forecast is for near normal temperatures for that time period and slightly above normal precipitation, which would be nice. At least we can get the precipitation in there. We cut down the fire danger. We would be happy about that.
Yep, we certainly would. Well, Mike, thanks so much. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I would just be careful in the more colder spots, especially up over the hill and there on there, because because it was a quick freeze, some of the roads are slick in the area.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth.